Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is our great and mighty. Oh, my God, I can't even think to speak straight right now. But I give God glory for all his great and mighty acts. What an awesome, marvelous, wonderful God we serve. Praise the Lord. We're sorry for the delay. I thought it was already in the system, and it wasn't. So I had to go over to God, do a create. So I thank God for you all and your patience. Thank God for his goodness, mercy, and grace. Thank you, Lord. He is awesome and a phenomenal God. I can't think of nothing or no one or nothing, glory to God, that I would want to worship or either put before the Lord. He is an awesome God. He's the one that creates. He's the one that blesses. He's the one that heals. He's the one that delivers. He's the one that saves. There is none like him. He is an awesome God. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us to be able to come on to Blog Talk Radio. Thank God for blessing us, glory to God, to be able to have this, glory to God, service that we can come together to pray, to seek out the face of the Lord, to bind, to loose, and to cancel the assignment of the enemy. Thank God for his healing power, his deliverance power, most of all, his saving power. We thank God for Jesus. Glory to God, our Savior. Thank God he's the counselor, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. He is the great I am. He's the one, glory to God, that has all the answers. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in the name of Jesus. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. God, help us to appreciate you and celebrate you more and more. Don't allow the circumstances and the situations and the things that we go through to hinder us. Glory to God, we want to be in a place that we want to hear, glory to God, the words, ye did run well, who did hinder you? God, I ask you to help us all as believers that we will stand firm and be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that the labor is not in vain. Thank God for every day that he allows us to breathe, to even have activity of our limbs, to have a sound mind, to be in place and position to be a blessing, glory to God. Hallelujah to one another. In the name of Jesus, how great thou art. Hallelujah. How great thou art. There is none, glory to God, deserves the praise, the glory, and the honor, but the true and living God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to be a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. Because except God draws, glory to God, we couldn't even come in his presence. Hallelujah. To even ask for salvation. If it had not been for the Lord, where would we be right about now? So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your holy name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Because in your presence is fullness of joy. I bless you, Lord. Help us to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that we shall not be moved. Praise the Lord. And even in our scripture reading tonight would be the John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God, I thank you, glory to God, as we continue to look to the hills, look coming to our help, realizing that our help coming from you. Oh, glory to God. Some don't even realize that's where our help comes from. And even those that do realize the help comes from that, they don't depend on you. Help us to get out of our independence and be dependent on you. You said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and everything else will be added. God, if we can keep the order that you ask for, because you said, glory to God, in your word, that you never leave us nor forsake us. You'll work everything out for our good. You told us to put our trust in you and don't lean to our own understanding. Put all of our trust in you and lean not to our own understanding. And all our ways acknowledge you. You're going to direct our path, and our path going to be directed in a blessed plan. And more, glory to God, as you lead and guide us, and we submit and be obedient, the more this flesh will die, the more you'll be glorified, because we'll come in alignment with what your word is saying, and the blessings of the Lord, and enriched and making no sorrow. Even as Deuteronomy, you said you made us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. You caused the blessings to run us down. But sometimes we get out of alignment. Hallelujah. We're trying to put the cart before the horse. In the name of Jesus, and we got to wait on you and to learn to be of good courage while we're waiting and allow you, glory to God, hallelujah, like we on that potter's wheel, allow you to press and mold and make us into the image you want to, glory to God. If we want to, you want us to be a cup, we can't say I want to be a saucer. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, help us to learn how like never before. Nevertheless, thy will. It's not going to feel good because the flesh don't want to live and not die. But the only way, glory to God, can please you, the flesh got to die so you can be glorified and we can come in compliance with your word. So, God, I thank you. I thank you for teaching us how to pray and teaching us how, glory to God, when we pray, believe, to receive, and glory to God, to move out of the way and humble ourselves and allow you, glory to God, to do the exalting. You said our gift will make room for us. Lord, help us to stop trying to make things happen. God, help us to pray ye one for another that we get to a place that's nevertheless not my will. Lord, oh, she called her Messiah. My will got to die so thy will could become, glory to God, the first and foremost, you, that your will be done in us. And more we do that, when we delight ourselves in you, we will get the desires of our heart because it won't be nothing contrary to your will. Lord, I pray, God, that we'll get to a place so we can allow you to use these gifts that are in us in the name of Jesus and bring forth, glory to God, hundredfold blessings that will come, but hundredfold, glory to God, determination, glory to God, in doing what you call us to do and reaping the blessings. Ah, God, even as the theme was, glory to God, for the sincere women, you will overcome if you faint not. Thank God, glory to God, for the women of God. Thank God for Apostle Burton bringing forth that word and Pastor Burton, Pastor Betty, glory to God, too. It was a blessing to hear what thus said the Lord and how this flesh even the more got to die and let God's will be done and move. I'll step out the way. God, I'm thanking you, Lord God, for stirring the fire up in them. Thank you, Lord God, for the anointing. Thank you, Lord God, for this prayer line. Thank you for these prayer warriors. Thank you, glory to God, for even Mother Alexander, glory to God, Mother Willette, and even Evangelist Deacon, glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for those warriors and Elder Noel, glory to God, and Elder Johnny May, glory to God, for even being on this with others, glory to God. We thank God for those women that pray and stay, glory to God, in the presence of the Lord and being led by the Spirit. We are thanking you, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy, hallelujah, every day. Thank you even for now, God, that we can open our mouth and cry loud and spare not and tell God's people of their transgressions and bring ourselves in a place that we got to seek your face and deny this flesh and ask for glory, ask for forgiveness, and keep a conviction upon our hearts so we can keep our hands clean, hallelujah, and help us to keep our minds clean so we can be able to be a blessing to help somebody, that we won't be a hypocrite. You said, glory, how can the blind lead the blind? We both go fall in the ditch. You said, how can two walk together lest they agree? Hallelujah. You told us to know those that labor among you. God, help us, glory to God, to be on one accord so we can pray and bind and loose the hand of the enemy for God, people's minds twisted and turned up around, glory to God, causing them, glory to God, to forget who the identity that God made them to be. Not glory to God, to him and he, oh, glory to God, to him, shim, glory to God, but they got to know, hallelujah, he made male and he made female in the name of Jesus. And not male to be rubbing and kissing on male and female to be kissing and rubbing and touching on male, on another female. We plead the blood of you. We bind that spirit up that got our young people, Lord, go all the way down in elementary, glory to God, want to find themselves feeling these emotions from seduction and seducing spirits and causing them, glory, I want to touch. Hallelujah, and glory out, because all they're doing is mimicking what they see besides the satanic forces is opening doors for all kind of foul spirits. But the enemy is a liar, and the blood of Jesus gives. We rebuke, glory to God, that spirit and bind it and loose, glory out, the lie that the enemy has fed in the name of Jesus. We bind and loose that spirit, glory to God, that caused some of the minds to be in suicidal, or glory to God, the other minds to be caught up in gang banging and getting pleasure out of shooting and killing other people. We bind that spirit up, glory to God, that other ones, glory to God, were self-inflicting on themselves, glory to God. We pray, glory to God, get that spirit. Glory to God, I'm too fat and skinny, came almost about to blow away. In the name of Jesus, we bind up that spirit. I can't think of the name right now, but we plead the blood of Jesus. Every avenue the enemy coming in to destroy, we come against the spirit of chaos and confusion, even in the mind, in the name of Jesus, all feeling less than or hopeless. Oh, glory to God, getting caught up in situations because they're being manipulated or feeling oppressed or depressed, or other ones, glory to God, hallelujah, feel like I got to do this to fit in, feeling validated, got to be validated by this, that other ones running after the money, the dollar. Oh, God, we pray against every demonic force that got a lot of our youth all twisted and turned around, hallelujah, from the truth. Not only them, but anybody that the enemy has used in these situations. Oh, God, we come against the predator that come, glory out to be seducing our children and causing them with the catfish and other ones that are out there setting stages up, glory out to have human trafficking. Those that are rape and incest, we bind you and command you, devil, and loose your hold off of them in the name of Jesus. Glory to all the images that are being shown on the TV now to say, glory to God, this is the norm now. Two mommies and two daddies. Oh, glory to God. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Oh, the hair rubbing up against the other ones. Bokeh, glory to God. Oh, the blood of Jesus. We come against, glory to God, everything that want to show every part of the body. Now, glory to God. You can't even be pregnant without, glory to God, want to be able to look sexy. Look sexy with a big stomach, glory to God. Stick it out. They know you're going to have a baby in a little, but it's no shame no more. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, even in the household of faith, we got to have the tightest skirt, the tightest, glory to God. Even the men's got to have, glory to God, the pants so tight up there trying to push up against their jewels. Some of them push the jewels back, and other ones, glory to God, I have them hanging. Oh, the blood of Jesus. God, I pray for an awakening in the body, glory to God, of Christ. You said we are supposed to make a difference and be a difference, be peculiar people. You said in your word, holiness and righteousness. Glory to God, unholy and unholy. Oh, glory out. When you come back, if you're unholy, be unholy then. Oh, when Revelation talks about every liar, glory to God, hallelujah. If you be lying then, you will be liars, glory to God. You're in the, God help us, glory to God, to recognize the signs of the time and the things that are going on that just increases to get worse and worse and worse. But God help us to not shuffle and find ourselves out on, glory to God, the ocean without a sail in a ship. God help us like never before to get off this sinking sand. You can't have, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, built on part of the rock and part of the sand on the other side. It's going to sink no matter what, because it has to be on the rock of Jesus Christ. It has to be to a place that he has to be the pilot, not the co-pilot. He has to be the one, hallelujah, that we adhere to in the name of Jesus. We can't, glory to God, allow this flesh to have free reign and expect God to just bless it over all. He reigned on the just and the unjust, but blessings that God has for the believers, all glory to God, all together different, glory to God. Just a little rain here and a little twinkle here, all glory to God. The abundance of blessing. You said the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came to give you life and life more abundantly. That means we got to live a life according to your word. Be glory to God, covenant keepers, not covenant breakers, to be able to have that blessed plan. We can't have it like an on and off switch. God, I'm praying like never before. It's so much you have stored up for us. But glory to God, we got to be in compliance with it. Many times you'll answer before we call. Before we even call on you. Are God that is so marvelous and so wonderful. How the great and mighty things you do every day for us. Even the mercy that you have when we fall out of compliance. Mercy, glory to God, to get back in alignment. God, help us to pray one for another. Stand in the gap one for another. Stand in proxy one for another. Pray and believe and receive, glory to God. But pray, glory to God, hallelujah, in a way that we are standing firm on the foundation of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us even when we become short. Let us not get full of pride or get down to start denying and justify. Help us to humble ourselves right there and get this thing right. Don't let it, glory to God, fester for another day and another week and another month, or to giving the enemy more stronger hold, glory to God, to put us more in a bondage. For you know it, you mess right around and be almost like the Jericho walls. You can't get in, you can't get out. The enemy will have you so bound up, hallelujah, can't even get free. Hallelujah. But the mercy of God. Help us, God, to not to be in a place that we find ourselves complacent, and then we find ourselves hypocritical. Then we find ourselves caught up, glory to God. And before you know, we done backslid and still acting like we think we are right. God, I'm praying like never before. Help us to pray one for another. Build each other up. Build ourselves up in our most holy faith. God, our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we pray for those that are already bound up, glory out of some that are backslidden, and some from the pulpit down, glory to God. In the name of Jesus, we curse and cancel the assignment of the enemy. Got them, glory out in their minds, glory to God, in the place that appeasing the flesh. You said men will come pleasures of themselves more than of God in these last days. Oh, God, so I'm praying an awakening from the sleeping giant. Pray an awakening, hallelujah, in the body. Pray an awakening of conviction. Ah, God, we are praying for those, hallelujah, to return back to Christ, return back into a place of stability. Oh, God, even for those, glory to God, that the enemy has already deceived them and think it's okay to do this and okay to do that. Long as I've gotten saved and got the Holy Spirit, but still yet won't live by what the Holy Spirit is saying. Lord, help them to know we can't have a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You got to choose you this day who you're going to serve. God, I thank you for those that have made their mind to serve the Lord, that's on the wall, glory, holding up the bloodstained banner in the midst of their trials and tribulations. Strengthen them, encourage them, send help, Lord, send encouragement. Help them to have an ear to hear and to continue to stay focused on the Lord. Help us, glory to God, to continue to pray for our leaders, to pray, glory to God, for those in the gospel, as well as we pray for our president and vice president, and for, glory to God, the officials, glory to God, that are in the House of Representatives, Congress, or however the government. Oh, God, we are praying for change. There's too much greed, too many laws that are contrary to the things that you would say that you would have, glory to God, for your people to live by. We pray against all these idol gods that came into the country that's been opened in the name of Jesus, like Mother Gore, another pastor, many, many, umpteen years ago. I know it's got to be probably about almost 20 years ago to say the America's open her legs up like a whore and anything else can come in. I don't know what she saw down the line, but things were going on then. But look at, oh, man, it's been, oh, that's right, it's been longer than 20 years. But God, look at the things now. Oh, and getting even worse. And now they're trying to shut down everything concerning Jesus Christ. If you talk about a God, it's a G-O-D. Hallelujah. Not the great God that creates, glory to God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for an awakening and people's ears to come open. Hallelujah. And their heart to be open, that when the word does come, deal with their mind in the name of Jesus, so that when the word is spoken, or when somebody does witness, it can fall on good ground. Oh, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for those that are sick, growing out and bound up in their homes or bound up in a nursing home or a hospital. God, for deliverance and healing, you still can do the miraculous. And we know, glory to God, healing is still, glory to God, hallelujah, available, hallelujah, to all of us. And we pray, glory out, for those that do come through and pray and got the anointing as you lead them to pray or even lay hands, that God, miracles will still be done in nursing homes. Hallelujah. The hospitals have doctors even in awe, and nurses, God, even some of them for their deliverance. We are praying, glory to God, even in homes. We are praying, glory to God, for those that are dealing with the heart. Hallelujah, the spiritual and the natural, for healing, for the healing, glory to God, the lungs and respiratory problems, and glory to God, all kinds of skin diseases. Come against, glory to God, digestive problems. Come against, glory to God, those that are going through, glory, with vertigo or concussions, and those that are having problems, glory to God, with their bowels, and others having problems, glory to God, going on with arthritis, bursitis, all the ice. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus for the enemy to loose it all with cancer. Glory to God, and going on, hallelujah, having problems with various other situations and diabetes. Oh, glory to God, we bind you up in strokes. In the name of Jesus, we cancel ourselves. Even that would try to come up against our bodies when we were praying and interceding. We come against these foul spirits of witchcraft and warlocks and different other ones and young people that are going to call up in their coats, want to glory out work witchcraft. We bind you up and loose you from your assignment. Oh, glory to that plan around, glory to God, with something dangerous. They don't even have no idea what it can do in their lives. God, we'll pray, glory out, for an awakening. We pray right now, God, that you continue to bless. And to command the enemy to loose his hold and go back to the dry places from whence he came. God, we pray, glory to God, for those that need a healing, that you would touch and minister, encouraging those that need to grasp faith, God, in the name of Jesus. Those, glory, that are going through their transition now from out of this time, Lord, on to glory. Touch, glory to God, for the healing, glory to God, in the heart of those loved ones and family and friends and whatever, God. But we ask you, Lord God, to bless as many, glory to God, that the doctor may have said this, but you turn it around and they still can be raised up with great and mighty things, glory to God, still to do exploits for the Lord until he say so. In the name of Jesus, help us all, God. Help us to keep a prayer life. Help us to keep a prayer life with obedience to you, submission to your will, and trust and faith in you in the name of Jesus. Help us to put a watch over our mouth, to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Oh, God, give us time to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say before we react in the name of Jesus. That's let us know how we spiritually growing or not and maturing when we won't let these tempers and glory to God rise up and be tempered in the name of Jesus. We bless you today. We glorify and magnify you. Thank you for these prayer warriors again. Thank you, Lord God, for your anointing. Thank you, Lord God, for your protection shield up and down the highways and bless, glory to God, even through everything, glory to God, that goes on. God, we are never alone. You're with us. And thank you for the blood covering over us every day and night in our families, our loved ones, and our church family. We glorify you and magnify you. Thank you, Lord, for our elders, too. Thank you, Lord, for touching Mother Elise and Brother Freeman, Mother Kev, Mother Kadia, glory to God, and others, glory to God, that are out there in the gospel, that our elders up in their 90s and almost 100. Bless them, God, and touch and heal and deliver in Jesus' name. We thank you for all that you've done and doing in Jesus' name. We pray for little Zaire to get rid of the eczema. Glory to God, they don't have to be waiting all the time for everything to wait to grow out of. We say we believe God for healing and deliverance. We want to see more manifestations, as Pastor Bird has said many times over the years, for us to see and be a part of, as I say to you as well. God, we love you today. We thank you for touching Pastor Bird, touching the body right now. We bind up vertigo, glory to God. It's not going to come from that concussion, nothing else that the enemy has but come against our body. We thank you for the prophet. You continue to encourage her and bless her. Thank you for blessing Pastor Burden to stand up on that leg. I had the glory to God, that reconstruction on a knee surgery, glory to God. Hallelujah. Replacing 3 weeks and some days and was able to still stand up. Glory to God, that whole 45 minutes to preach. Oh, God, even though preparation was made for her to sit down, look at my God. He's an awesome God. We thank you, Lord God, for even those that are going through, hallelujah, with their surgeries. Glory to the ones that we didn't hear about with the heart conditions that God has blessed and that I went through, glory to God, are going through right now with the surgeries. God, thank you for raising them up. Thank you, Lord, for touching those, glory to God, that's dealing with the respiratory. Those, glory to God, was dealing with glory to God, the kidneys. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, for replacement and for what you're doing right now and restoring. Thank you right now, glory to God, for those that have had heart trouble spiritually and in the natural, and that you bless and touch, and those that have been heartbroken and the enemy is trying to take them out from, glory to God, from just the pain of some of the things they've been going through. But God, you got a way of turning things around and speaking life. Oh, God, in health and wholeness, but get back to a place that puts you first in the name of Jesus. And praying for some of those that are out there procrastination. Seem like they can't break through to get to a place, God, to know that I got to let go and let God. Talking about it's not going to get it done. We got to make your upper mind, even if you got to go fast and pray. God, we thank you, Lord God, for them to have a change of heart and a change of mind and towards God in Jesus' name. And we give all these cares and concerns back to you and bind the hand of the enemy that will come against us in the name of Jesus. Off of this and this, accident, mishap, chaos, confusion, or whatever it is, set up traps, flocks. Lord, we rebuke by every force of the enemy right now. Even the spirit of confusion, dementia, we bind you and loose you from your assignment. We even pray for the long-term, short-term memory. Devil, you are a liar. We bind you and loose you from your assignment now. Go back to the dry place, even transferring spirits, and command you to go over to God to loose your hold in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for joy, peace, strength, courage, encouragement, and a mind and a determination to live holy, to live righteous, and to be in a repentant state, conviction heart. So when things do come and we do error, we will not walk in pride, and we'll get it right and let your will be done. Even if we got to go in our prayer closet to not only pray but cry or whatever, come back out fighting, standing on God's word. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord, everybody. He is worthy of the praise, the glory, and honor. Thank you for the joy of the Lord being our strength. Praise you, Jesus. Praise God. Mother Alexander, praise the Lord. Mother Pastor Bird, trying to see who else. Mother Willette, I don't see that many on us for us tonight. And oh, what happened? I thought I saw one time Pastor, not Pastor B, Mother McCormick, not unless she comes back on the line. But right now, be Mother Alexander, glory to God, Pastor Bird, and Mother Willette. Amen. Pastor Bird. Praise the Lord in that order. And if my sister comes back on, so be it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes,
Father God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
According to the promises, Lord God, and according to your word, Psalms 105 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deed amongst the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk thee of his wonderful works. Glory he in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his great strength. Seek his face evermore. According to Psalms 105, thanks be to God for his goodness and his mercy. Thank God that we can always go to him and cry out. He hears us. No matter what goes on, he's an everlasting Savior. And Lord, we thank you, Father God. Thank you for goodness and mercy, Lord God. Thank you for the shelter over our head, Heavenly Father. Thank you for making a way for us all, Heavenly Father. Lord, I bring fatherless sons before you. Oh, God, wherever they are, Lord God, we standing in the gap and praying, Lord God, that they continue to stand strong because your word promised, Lord God. You execute judgment for the fatherless sons, oh, God. Help them to be strong in you, Lord God. Those that know you, Lord God, continue to strengthen them. And those that don't know you, Lord, send someone part the crossway to know that Jesus Christ is the only Savior, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we love you and we praise you today. We give you all the glory and praise, Lord God, because we know that your word tells us, Heavenly Father, if we pray. So no matter what goes on around us, Lord, prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Nothing is impossible for us if we pray, standing on the promises that God said it, believe it. It all will come true because he said it. Your faith in him going to bring it to you. For it's only in Jesus' name we can receive, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for covering us all through times that when we go through the fire, Lord, the dark times, we think it's all done. But no, you is with us there because we seek you, Lord God. Seek you no matter how things look. Seek the Lord because he is the only one that can keep us through the fire, keep us through the storm. No matter what goes on in our life, God is the healer, God is the deliverer, and he is the provider. Father, I thank you tonight. I thank you for being so good to us, Lord God. Lord, I pray for the young people today, Lord Jesus. Lord, you see what's going on, Father God. But I remember your word said, if we pray. So no matter what come against them, no matter what the enemy bring, prayer is the key to bring it down. And Lord, we're asking you, Lord God, to renew minds, Lord God. Oh God, let them be strong, Lord God. Those that know you, Lord God, keep a hedge around them, Lord, that they stand and fight the good fight of faith. No matter what come against them, believe in your word. Believe in the word that no matter how it look, stand faithful because, Lord, your promises is for one and all, Lord God. We just believe in you and stand faithful in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for granddaughters, Lord. Our granddaughters, Lord. Our great-grands, Lord. Continue to bless them, Father God. Strengthen the inner man in them that they don't be deceived, Lord God. So much thing is going on in this world today. But, Lord, we know that you is a God that hear every cry. nothing is hidden from you, Lord God. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to continue to keep edge around our children, Lord. Keep edge around them, Lord God. Help them to continue to stand strong and call on the name of Jesus. For you is the only shield they have, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. I pray for those that is in authority, Heavenly Father, that they will make right choice, Lord, by calling on you, Lord God, and going down before you, Lord God. Oh, God, have mercy on these that is in authority, Lord God. You see what's going on in the high places, Lord. But we know that your word tells us if we pray. So, Lord, we praying for our president and our vice president, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God, and give them a mind to stand no matter what goes on. Stand faithful, believing in you, and go before you, Lord, because you are the answer, Heavenly Father. There is nothing that you cannot do, Lord God. And your word tells us, come boldly to the throne of grace. So we know that no matter what it looks like, believe in you that your word will come to pass. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. Thank you for putting shelter over our heads, Lord. Food on our tables, Lord God. Clothes on our back, Lord God. Because it's only you make it possible, Heavenly Father. There's no other way but you, Father God. But in the name of Jesus, we claim victory in every area, Lord God. And Lord, I pray for those that is sick, Lord, that going through some situation, mind, Lord God. But we know you gave them a sound mind. You gave us all a sound mind because you said it in your word, Lord God. So, Lord, we bring all our sister before you that the enemy attacked the mind, Lord, and we're asking you, Lord God, touch them, Lord God. Oh, God, bring back to the remembrance that your word said, Lord God, that you'll never leave them, Father God. Ask and believe when they ask, they receive, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord God. We pray for neighbors that are going through situation, Lord God. But we know, Heavenly Father, that your word tells us, Lord, if we pray. So we know prayer is the key for all things, Lord God. Help us to stand faithful, but no matter where we are or no matter what goes on, stand faithful knowing that your word will come forth, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray for the head of the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to bless her, Lord. Continue to strengthen her, Lord. We bind up anything that come against her right now in the name of Jesus. And we cast that foul spirit back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Pain, aches, and disease has no dominion in the body, Lord God. Because your word tells us, Lord, that by your stripes we are healed, Heavenly Father. And we know that sickness and disease did not come from you, Lord God. We bind the works of the enemy and we claim healthy bodies right now in the name of Jesus. For Lord God, we believe in the word of God that your word is what comes forth, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless us all, Heavenly Father. Each and every one of us in the prayer line, God. Strengthen us more and more every day, Lord God. Keep us standing strong, Lord God, that we come as one to pull down the works of the enemy, Lord God. Because your word tells us, Heavenly Father, you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. And if we pray, we know who we're praying to, and we know you hear us, Father God. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, we claim victory, Lord. We claim victory in all our life, Lord. Victory, no matter how it comes to destroy us, we claim victory. The enemy shall not have dominion over our life, Lord God, because you gave us the victory in all things, Heavenly Father. These things I ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just come on in my room. Oh, Lord, come on in my room. You know that Jesus is my doctor, and he writes out all of my prescriptions, and he gives me all of my medicine in my room, in my prayer room. Oh, Lord, come on in my room. Hallelujah now. Come on in my room. You know that Jesus is my doctor, and he writes that all of my prescriptions, and he gives me all of my medicines in my room. In the prayer room. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. We praise you tonight. We honor you tonight, God, and we give you glory. We give you thanks, Father God. There's none like you. You keep on proving yourself, God. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do you like you do us, Father God. So we just want to say thank you tonight. We thank you, Father God, for watching over us and keeping us and protecting us. God, even when we don't know you're there, you're there. You're omnipotent, present God. You're always there. You're always for us, God, and never against us. So, God, we just want to thank you for all of the wonderful work, God, that you do and that you are doing, Father God. We praise your holy and righteous name. But there is none like you, dear God. God, during this time of trouble and calamity and everything that's going on with us, God, you are still God. Help us to remember, Father God, just to stand on your promises. Your promises, God, is always yes and amen. In every situation, it don't matter what's going on. It don't matter whether I'm walking through hard times or good times, whether I'm sick or whether I'm up, Father God. It doesn't matter what's going on in our family, Father God. You are still there, and we can hold on to your promises and your word in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come boldly to your throne of grace tonight, acknowledging you, Father God, for you are our refuge and you are our high tower. You are our strength, God, and you are that stronghold in all time of trouble, Father God, with everything that's going on. Some have sickness. I got sickness in my family, God, but I look to the hill from which cometh my help. My nephew just lost his wife, God. But we look to the hills from which cometh our help. We know that you are in charge of everything, God. So regardless of what's going on in our lives, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that we keep our focus and that we know that you are always for us, God, and never against us. In the day of trouble, you will hide us in your shelter, God. In the secret place of your tent where you hide us, you will set us on high. You will set us up on the rock, God, because we have known your name. Father God, we are thanking you tonight, Father God. Hallelujah. It's so much to be thankful for, God. If we had 1,000 tongues, we could not praise and thank you enough. But God, help us just with this one tongue that you've given us, God, just to give you praise, Father God. We will praise your name, Father God. We will lift you up. We will cry aloud. And we thank you for your mercy and your grace upon us tonight, God. It could always go another way. But God, we thank you that we're on this line, God, that we're standing in the gap for others, Father God, that we know our place in you, dear God. So I ask that you continue, Father God, to bless us and keep us. On your authority, God, on your word, we decree and declare, Father God, that you are righteous, God. We decree and declare, God, that you are justice, God. We decree and declare that you will never leave us, Father God, that you will never forsake us, Father God. So I pray tonight, God, for those who are sick. God, help them to know that you are a healer. You already sent your word to heal us. I don't care what this cancer, I don't care what this diabetes or thalassemia or high blood pressure, low blood pressure, anemic, arthritis, whatever name that the world has given it, God, you are greater than that. I said that the sick will be healed in the name of Jesus. God, I say that they would decree and declare the words of God like never before. God, give us a testimony in these last days. So many things are happening, Father God. And all the news talk about is the bad things. But, Father God, I am praying, Haradabuhu, Sunday for your prophets in these last days, God, that they're going to stand up and decree and declare what the word of God said. God, I'm waiting for that day. It's going to be hotter, just like a Elijah, Father God. Somebody, hallelujah, going to stand up and say, when rain is going to come and they're going to speak and shut up heaven, God, hallelujah, do it for the body of Christ, Father God, in the name of Jesus. As we are faithful, God, we're going to see miracles happening. We're going to see the lost being saved. We want to see the blind to see, and we want to see the lame, God, to walk. It's a promise. You said greater things that man could do because Jesus did it. And we are his ambassadors here in the earth, Father God. And if he did it, we can do it. Help us to take our position of authority, God. You said whatever we bind in the earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose in the earth is loosed in heaven. Help us to start binding up some stuff, dear God, in the name of Jesus, because man called right wrong and wrong right. God, they're doing anything that they can think of. Hallelujah, heart of the Sunday. God, if they can get on one accord, just like the children of Babel, God, if they can ever get on one accord, they can destroy something. But how much more can we do if the body of Christ could all come together, being on one accord, having one mind, Father God, we will see some things changing and turn around in the precious name of Jesus. We could destroy some things, Father God, in this generation. So I'm thanking you, Father God. You are the strength, God. You are the strong tower. Help us to know who we are in you, Father God. Help us to not look to the left or to the right, but keep our focus on you and know who we are and see the works of the devil destroyed in the lives of those that we love, God, in the lives of those that are trapped by Satan and all of his lies now, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we're going to stand on your word regardless of what it looked like, regardless of what the doctors say, regardless of what the world say. It is a right and it is a wrong, and we're going to stand up for every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So, God, we're thanking you today where we're going to see those that's lost be saved. We're going to see those that sick be healed, Father God. And I am praying for this nation as a whole, God. We are the richest nation in the world, yet we are so divided. We're divided by church. We're divided by religion and racism and everything else. And God, how can we be blessed unless we come together as one? So God, we ask in Jesus' name that you bring us together. God, we're going to always be different. None of us are going to ever think the same thing because that's how you made us. You made us unique, God. You gave us a mind to think. So I am praying for unity and oneness in the United States of America now, God, in Jesus' name, starting, God, from the head, the president, his cabinet, all the way down to the Senate, and all of those, God, that make decisions every day. I am praying, Father God, for a righteous Congress, God. I am praying for people who will not think of themselves, but that they will think of the country and do the job that they're being paid to do every day. I ask, God, that you take out that heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh so that they will do the right thing. And I'm praying, God, that you put righteous men in position and take out those, God, that won't do the right thing in Jesus' name. And, God, I just thank you. Oh, God, I thank you for who you are. And I come against all false religions now. God, help us to be like other countries in that way that we are built on Jesus Christ, but yet we have allowed every other thing to come in here. You can be a witch, voodoo. You can be witches and warlocks and do all kind of foolishness, Father God, and anything that's divided against itself can't stand. So God, help us to be that unified country that will come together and say it's just gonna be one God. It's just one. Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, the Great I Am. And watch this country turn around, Father God. We bless your name tonight, God, and we bless the people, God. We bless those, God, who stand weekly, who stand. They're praying in their houses and in their closet, God. Hallelujah. And I know, Father God, that personally we are having some victories. I know that we're praying for our families and children, and we're seeing things turn around. But, God, we are praying even for all of our neighborhoods. We are praying for those young men and women that's in gangs, Father God, don't have a home life, who've been abused, who's out there doing drugs and alcohol and illicit sex and all of that stuff. God, we are praying for that next generation to be saved. We are praying that their eyes is going to be open to truth. Satan can't have them. We come against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, rule of the darkness of this world, in the name of Jesus. God, you said in Matthew 18, whatever we bind in the earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose in the earth is loosed in heaven. We bind Satan, every foul and unclean spirit, every demonic force now. Every lying spirit, every lust spirit, we bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we release, God, the Spirit of God. We release hope. We release, Father God, the power of God, the anointing of God. We release all of that dynamo's power. In the name of Jesus, and we release the anointing so that the people will be saved and changed and have a real turning now in Jesus' name. We pray for the body of Christ, for your church, for your people, Father God, that's in that pulpit every Sunday, your preachers and pastors and evangelists and teachers. God, we pray for their strength. We pray that you use them, God, to get the word forth so that people will be changed. God, we just thank you for loving us, and we thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Oh, my God. Help us to serve you even the more. I pray, God, for all of those dead gifts inside of us, that you will awake them now in Jesus' name, so that we can go forth and do what you called us to do before the foundation of the world. And most of all, God, we want you to open the doors so that we can go in. You said no man could close a door or open a door that you close or open. So, Father, we are depending on you. And we thank you again for all families, God, as you keep them here whole and delivered, every need being met. According to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus, nothing broken and nothing missing. Even as I lift up my family to you, God, it's a lot going on. It's a lot going on, but I know you, God. Lifting up my sisters to you. Touch, heal, and deliver, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that they have all they need. Blessing them and their children and their children's children and my nieces and nephews who have lost their parents, God. I'm blessed them all the way down to the thousandth generation. And, God, I thank you for my household now, God. You promised and you've been done just that. You never left me, God. And I just praise you today, thanking you for the prayer line, thanking you for each household having everything it needs, thanking you for Pastor BJ who's on a post, God, who she's always there. She got those lines open, and she prays without ceasing. So, God, we thank and praise you today. Thank you for using us. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for providing for us in the precious name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise. It's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ought to hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal, and hold to God's unchanging hand. I said hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. You've got to build your hopes on things eternal, and hold to God's unchanging hand. That song just came to me, praise God, a few minutes ago, and I just love it, praise God, because that's what we've got to do in this hour, praise God, in this dispensation. Heavenly Father, I come before your presence, touching and agreeing, praise God, with the prayers that have already gone up and interceding on those, also agreeing with the prayers that have been prayed for those that have a special needs, Lord God, whether it's sickness, whether it's bereavement, whatever it might be, Father God, healing from surgeries in Christ Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that you are yet the true and the living God. And I thank you for the prayers that have gone up because, Lord God, I heard faith, hallelujah, glory be to God. I heard people trusting you, hallelujah, and holding to your unchanging hands, glory be to God. So I thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for putting a faith down on the inside of us to let us know, hallelujah, that you are Yahweh, Yeshua, Jehovah God, hallelujah. And you are, hallelujah, the I am that I am, hallelujah, glory be to God. And you are our Father God, which art in heaven, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you do what you say. And I thank you for the power of your word this evening. Hallelujah. You said in Mark 11:22, Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Glory be to God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, hallelujah, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things that he say will be done, he will have whatever he says. Glory be to God. And verse 24, Jesus said, therefore, and he's summing this thing up now, I say unto you, whatsoever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Father God, we're in a time, hallelujah, and there's never a time. We thank you for your presence. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray to you in that name that's above every name, hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you love us and that, yes, you are yet for us. Glory be to God. I don't care what's going on. You're still for us, and you're still, hallelujah, doing what you said in your word. You said, praise God, hallelujah, or what is that, Romans 8:28, all things work together for good. They may not feel good, and they may not look good, but you said all things work together for good to them that love you, who are the called according to your divine purpose. I say divine, praise God. Father God, I just thank you that you do what you say, and that even though things don't feel good sometimes, even though they don't look good, you're still, hallelujah, working situations out for our good. So the devil can kick his heels, he can twist and turn and do cartwheels or whatever he want to do, but you're still on the throne, hallelujah. Glory be to God, and we pray in Christ Jesus' name that all that the enemy is doing, we pray, Father God, that a standard is lifted against him and his works that he's doing in Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you taught us in the word what we ask you for, believing that we receive, we can have it. Glory be to God. Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, I pray right now and I cancel these assignments, the plots of the enemy, in the name of Jesus, because he's been, Lord God, hoodwinking, bamboozling, and tricking people into believing just about anything. But the blood of Jesus, God, I thank you that your Holy Spirit refreshed and if we can't remember what the Holy Spirit, what the Word of God said, we need to get in it. So when the Holy Spirit remind us, hallelujah, that you can have what you say, begin to say it, hallelujah. So we cancel these plots and these assignments of the enemy, Lord God, that's trying to bring disaster against people, families, especially in the... We pray, Lord God, for America. We pray for mankind. We pray, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that the Spirit of the living God will begin to stir people's hearts and begin to turn them back to you. In the name, we bind up every adversary, every prince of darkness. In Christ Jesus' name, we plead the blood of Jesus against the works of evil, Lord God. In Jesus' name, and we cancel these assignments that he has, Lord God. Secret plots, Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus, and we render them null and void. You said, if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. So we render null and void those assignments, plots, and schemes that the enemy has tried to do against our families. We thank you. I hear Mother Alexander say, for a good, sound body, a good, sound mind, and a healthy body. We thank you, Lord God, that we're fearful and wonderfully made, hallelujah, and that my soul knows quite well. You made me, and I thank you, Lord God, that the power of your word is working down on the inside. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Strengthen in me, Lord God, hallelujah, so that I can move and do the things that I need to do. Glory be to God. I pray, oh, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that we'll begin to be the children of God, the men and women of God that we're supposed to be. And, Lord God, have mercy on us. Let me pause and say, forgive us for all our sins. Father God, if we have an ought against somebody, have mercy on us and let the Holy Spirit bring it to our attention. And thank you for you've given us an answer for every situation, every circumstance, glory be to God, that's already in your word. I ask you, Lord God, to forgive us for, Lord God, those things that, Lord God, that we may have in our heart that we should not have, unforgiveness, bitterness, envy, prejudice, hate, murder, the blood of Jesus, Father God. Have mercy on us, and we thank you. As David prayed the prayer, Lord, give us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in us. Hallelujah, Lord God. And please, sir, take not thy Holy Spirit. I need your Holy Spirit to help me pray, Father. I need your Holy Spirit to help me every day. I need you, Lord. And I thank you that you give me authority. Glory be to God. I can speak to my mouth and say, you better not come out your mouth and say something that's going to hurt someone's feelings. Come out your mouth and say kind words. Say things that build people up, not tear people down. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you so much for what you're doing in this season. Ask you for your grace and your mercy. I pray, oh, Lord God, over our families, every family that's represented on this line. I pray, Father God, if somebody's sick, we claim and call them the healed in Christ Jesus' name, because Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5 talks about it, your healing power. 1 Peter 2:24, Psalms 107, verse 20, praise God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And then Exodus chapter 23, verse 25, and even, praise God, Psalms 30 and verse 2, glory be to God. When we cry out to you, you hear our cry and you heal us, glory be to God. So we are the healed, hallelujah. And I pray, Father God, for those that have been hoodwinked by the enemy, those that have been bound by addictions and strongholds, I pray the sword of the Spirit be released even now as I pray the prayer of faith. Hallelujah, knowing that you hear our prayers, Father, and that we have the petitions that we ask because we ask according to your divine word. Hallelujah, and we ask in faith in Christ Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to deliver those that have been bound by addictions and strongholds. And we take authority and pull down every addiction, every stronghold in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus and bind up this demon of immorality in Christ Jesus' name. God, I thank you that you don't want us stressing out over nothing. You said let the tares grow with the wheat. But we've got to be the representatives in the earth today in such a way that people will see that there is a better way. But, Father God, we're praying for our families. I pray for every family represented. I pray, Lord God, for good, sound minds. I pray for people to begin to make better choices, better decisions in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for a good, sound mind. We pray, Father God, for the sick and shut in. We say, hallelujah, that you give us liberty and freedom. Hallelujah, from those, Lord God, that may have been practicing sin. We say that they don't have to practice sin because once they come to the knowledge of the truth, hallelujah, and surrender their life to Jesus, they can be delivered and set free. They can be delivered from these strongholds and these addictions in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. God, I thank you that you are the way out. And I pray that people will come to the knowledge that it's time to turn to you. We lift up our leaders, Father God. We pray for, Lord God, that you heal those, Lord God, that don't even realize that they can come to you. I pray for the divine healing. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, touching those minds that have been deceived. I pray for good, sound minds. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Not dementia, not Alzheimer's, not bipolar, schizophrenic, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those that are oppressed, depressed. We pray for those, Lord God, who've had surgeries, that you will give them, Lord God, a speedy recovery in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that people will learn to do better than they did yesterday, and they'll, Lord God, begin to seek you. As the scripture says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. And we're seeking you even now, Father. We're trusting you. We're taking you at your word. We're thanking you for what you're doing. Thank you for the meeting this past this weekend, Lord God, and all the good word that we heard, Father God. We thank you so much, Lord God. We bless you. We pray, Father God, that each day as we wake up, Lord God, we'll, Lord God, look to hear from you. And then I heard the song, oh, happy day. Oh, happy day, glory be to God. As long as I know you're still on our side, and yes, you are, Father, in Jesus' name. We pray for those family members, Lord God, that are not yet saved. We pray, Father God, that, Lord God, that you will help them, because some are weak, Lord God, but I pray that you will help them and help them to see through the power of your Holy Spirit that it's time, it's time. Don't wait till tomorrow, but today is the time to say, Lord, have mercy on me and help me to do better, to live for you day by day in Jesus' name. I bless your people on this evening. I thank you for them. Those that are going through different difficult situations, Father God, I pray that you would give them favor. Grant them, Lord God, hallelujah, what you see that they need in Christ Jesus' name. I love you, Lord, and I thank you. And I call this a wonderful holiday season, because it's the season where we celebrate when Jesus was born. Glory be to God. We celebrate the birth of Christ. We ain't getting into no contest of what day it was or when it was or what season, but we know he came to earth. Hallelujah. You sent us a Savior. Hallelujah. The miracle worker. Hallelujah. Glory be to God of the world in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you so much. I bless you now. I praise you. Hallelujah. Remember our Lord God, those that are in hospitals and psychiatric facilities, nursing homes. Remember those that, Lord God, may be homebound. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for our students and our school systems and the school staff and teachers, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, healthcare and medical providers. In the name, and Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray a special prayer against these thieves, crooks, and robbers. People are taking advantage of people because they think they can. Sometimes they'll take advantage of anybody they can. And the enemy is trying to rob you out of what you may not have, but $30, but he's trying to rob you out of that. The devil is a liar. We bind up that demon of thievery in Jesus' name. Father God, bless your people. Give them favor and let them know the best thing, hallelujah, that they can give someone else is kindness and love. Hallelujah. And the most important thing, hallelujah, during the season is to remember that you are still for us. You're still working things out. We pray for the nation of Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for our leaders, Lord God, those in positions of authority. We pray for every person this evening. We love you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. We honor you. And I worship you because you're worthy. Thank you for your miracles that you're performing even as we pray, and all of those miracles that you're touching lives, Lord God. And I thank you for that, that you gave me a word one morning this year that says your ways are innumerable. No sense of you trying to figure out how God going to work this out. His ways are innumerable. This past, you can't figure it out. But God, you're able to do it, and I love you for it. I thank you, Lord God. I desire that my loved ones be saved and come to the knowledge that Jesus is Lord and receive him as his their Lord and Savior. And pray, Lord God, they'll see that it's so much better to relax in your arms instead of be stressing over this and that in Jesus' name. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. Father, let your divine will be done now. And I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord. We give God glory for the prayers that already went forth. We're going to pray blessings of that Mother McCormick and Brother Black. Praise God. Will be, praise the Lord. Where is my, oh, my God. Where are you at? My system has switched up on me. Oh, for Brother Black and Mother McCormick and Brother Black. And my system went, screen went down. I got to open the line for them. Amen. Praise God. For my sister, Mother McCormick and Brother Black. I'm trying to see if anybody else came on. No. All right, then. Those will be the two for the next. Praise God for
okay.
The So, Mother McCormick, you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
I can
praise
hear you.
Okay, all right.
You go ahead,
praise
then,
the Lord.
Brother, you.
All right. Praise the Lord, God. We just thank God for each and every one that have already prayed on tonight. And we just glorify the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. He is so merciful, so good to us. And I just come behind each and every one, touching and agree on, and thank God for Pastor Hubble on tonight, standing on her wall, you know, always got the line open for us to be able to pray for those in, out there, and for even for ourselves, or for each and every one of us. So we just thank God for what God is doing. We just give glory and honor to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I come, Lord, just asking you, Lord God, right now, God, to forgive me for every sin and fault that I might have said or done or act wrong or whatever way that I may act unseemly. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to look on me right now, Lord. Cleanse me, create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit in me, that I might be what you want me to be, God, that I might walk in the way that you would have me to walk. Father, I pray and I thank you right now, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, why the blood is still running warm in my veins, Lord God. I thank you for how you woke me up this morning, God, how you started me on a new day, a day that I never seen before, God. Thank you, Lord God, for how when I woke up, Lord God, I was able, Lord God, to just look up towards heaven and say, God, I thank you, Lord. Realizing, Lord God, somebody didn't get a chance to open up their eyes this morning. Somebody didn't get a chance to walk around this morning. They didn't even have the breath to breathe this morning. But because of your grace and mercy, Father God, I give glory and honor to you. For in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, to look on us all, God. I pray, Lord God, that you would look down on the young people, Lord God. Like a lot of them I have already seen, Father God, there is so much going on with the young people. Different things are going on in the world today. But we know, God, that we can still, like our sister said a while ago, we can bind up that devil. That's what we got to do, like each and every one already said. We got to learn how to bind up the devil because God has given us that authority. And that's the thing. He has already gave us that authority that we can bind. And the word of God tells us that in Matthew 18:18. He said his word, you know, he said his word, I meant to heal us. And then he also said that, I tell you the truth, whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. So we can bind up the devil right now, and we can plead the blood of Jesus in, because he has no authority over the things that's going on in this world today. He has no authority over it because he don't even have a body himself. He don't have a body. He just use whoever he will. Whoever that let him use them, he'll use them. He don't have a body. So we just thank you, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for knowing some of the things that we do know. And help us, Lord God, to not just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer and do what the word of God said do in the name of Jesus, God. Because you sent your word to heal your people. And so, God, we thank you, Lord God, for the word of God. Because we know this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Now we have a situation that we can do. He said, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Now we can either rejoice or we can be sad in it, or we can be just don't want to do nothing. But he told us to rejoice. This is the day that we can rejoice. Where nobody else have got that day to rejoice. So, God, we thank you tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you are the author and the finish of our faith, Lord God. And we can look to the hills from which coming our help. And we know all our help come from you on tonight. And so we just thank you, Lord God. We praise you. We lift you up on tonight. We pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that's sick in their body. We pray, Lord God, for those that's in the hospital tonight, for those that have lost their loved ones, Lord God. We ask you to touch their hearts and their minds, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for the bereavement, Lord God, for our sister, Lord, for the thing that's going on with Prophet Samuel tonight. We pray for her family. We pray, Lord, for each and every one of the prayer warrior families on tonight. We ask you to touch each and every one family that represent on the prayer warrior on tonight, Lord God. Even around the world, Lord God, where things are going on, we pray, Lord God, and we call on the name of Jesus. We call on you, Lord God, because we need you in a day and time like this, because you told us we can cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. And you say you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. You say you will be with us to the end. So, God, we just thank you, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, for all that you are taking all of us through. Even though there's things that we're going through, we don't even understand it. But we just give glory and honor to you. There's things that you're working on behind the scenes that we don't even understand. But we pray. praise you, Lord, anyhow. We're going to rejoice because we know, God, that you're going to change some things. You're going to make some things different. You're going to open up some things that we don't even understand when it's going to get open. But when it be open, we will know all about it. So, God, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for we know, Heavenly Father, God, that you said in your word, you told us, God, to seek you first the kingdom of God in his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to our lives. So help us to seek you the more, God. Help us to call on your name, Lord. Help us to realize, God, that we can't make this situation work out ourselves. We have to learn how to trust you. We have to learn how to give it to you, Lord God, and let you work these situations out. Because you already worked it out. You already healed our body. You said 2,000 years ago we was healed. You said by your stripes that we were healed. We're not a people trying to get healed. We already healed. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, as we walk in our healing power, as we speak the word of God and we speak those things as though they were. We declare it and we believe that we are already walking in our healing right now. And we pray, Lord God, as you go through the hospital and as you breathe through the people that's in the hospital, we pray that you'll touch those that's in the hospital line in the bed, Lord God, those that have those things in the oxygen in their nose. We pray that you will breathe on them, that they won't have to have those oxygen things in their nose, that you will breathe on them, that they will raise up and begin to sit up and begin to talk, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for a change that's going to come in this world where people are going to be coming, walking out of these hospitals, that people that's been in the hospital for a long time. We're looking for a miracle in these last days, where people that's going to come out of the nursing home, where they've been in the nursing home for a long time. I mean, we know they're going to leave here one day, but we're looking for a miracle that these people are going to walk out of these hospitals, that we're going to see the miracle ourselves in your name, Jesus. So, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, and we ask you, Lord God, to touch the world as a whole. Open up eyes. Move the shields over people's blinded eyes. And let them see, God, that you are real. Let them see that you is the author and the finish of our faith. Let them see, God, that whatever we need, we can call on you, Lord God. We don't have to be one of us, this and that. We can call on the name of Jesus. We can come boldly to the throne of grace. The word of God tells us that. The word of God is the only thing that's going to help us to go forward. Your grace and mercy, Lord God. Like the song said, your grace and mercy. Your grace and mercy is the only thing that's going to help us to go forward. We need your grace, Lord God. We need your mercy. Excuse me. Lord God, we need your grace. We need your mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to continue to work out this situation in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we know, God, that your word also tell us. Your word also tell us, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There is a secret place that the Lord wants us all to get in, a secret place that he wants us to get in your name, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for the President of the United States, the law enforcement, Lord God, Vice President, Lord God, for all the things that's going on in the world, God, for, like you said, for our young babies, our young children, Lord God, for the school system, Lord God. We pray for them, Lord God. We pray because, like the other day where my daughter, my grandbaby went to school, when they got there, they couldn't eat because they was on strike. They didn't have all the cafeteria people had they wasn't even there. The children didn't have no food to eat. They had the parents or whatever, how they did it. But I just thank God that they came back in because they needed some more money or they needed a raise. So, God, I pray, Lord God, that people would realize these workers, they need money for their family like everybody else. Teachers need money. Principals need money. They need things to provide to like anybody else do in your name, Jesus. So, God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that people will come, that the people that's in office, they will learn how to use these budgets. in the right way and just won't use them for all kind of wrong kind of ways in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for these situations in the world today, God, because there's so many different wrong things are going on in the world. But we bind that devil up. We bind them up, and we pray that you'll touch the minds of people who get in the office and that they will know what they're doing. They would know exactly how to rule, how to run this situation in the right order, in the right way. So we just love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We pray, Lord God, for my family, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, like I say, for all the prayer warriors. We pray, Lord God, for those that are in the nurses, in the hospital. We pray, Heavenly Father God, that you would heal each and every disease because it's already healed. Everything is already done. It's already worked out. And so we thank you, Lord. We thank you. You said by your stripes that we already healed, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Touch and agree with all the prayers. Thank God for this powerful prayer line. Amen. Thank God for the overseer, Pastor BJ. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Cover her, Lord, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Bless her children. Let your oil, Lord, that drips from her, Lord, fall on all of her children, her grandbabies, even her greats that she's going to see, Lord, at the proper and appointed time. Father God, let your oil drip from her unto all the prayer warriors, everybody that's on the prayer line, God, we thank you, Lord, because that's without saying it automatically happens as long as we are in place. God, we just thank you for your favor. And we thank you, Lord, that yesterday is gone. There's nothing we can do about it, but today is a new day. Hallelujah. Tomorrow may never come, but we worship you for who you are today, God. Ask you to forgive us and me of all of our sins and my sins of omission and commission, God. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, God. There's a word in Hebrew that says hesed. Hesed means mercy. And what hesed means is the lesser blesses, the greater blesses the lesser and brings them into equal relationship. So not only Jesus is seated on the right hand of the Father, but so are we seated at the right hand of the Father with Jesus in heavenly places. Hesed, equal relationship. Jesus is next to the heir of the throne. Well, so are we. Jesus gets 100% of all the blessings, not 50 and we get 50. No, he get 100 and we get 100. Equal relationship. And Lord, we thank you, God, because you loved us first, even when we couldn't love ourselves, God. You still had a plan for us, even when we knew that there was a plan ever made, God. Hallelujah. You looked beyond our faults, God. You looked beyond the years, God. You saw where we had struggles and where we needed help, and you were always there before the earth existed. God, you already thought it out carefully and executed your great plan. Blessings and not curses. Life and not death. Give us a hope in the future. Good and not evil. And expect it in. God, we bless your name, God. So no matter what we're going through, like David, we can encourage ourselves. We can call somebody. We can stand on your word and speak over the atmosphere. It will come to pass because your word is life. And by we can speak it, and it will run its course according to the word of God by faith. As long as we speak the word only and believe in our heart and not doubt. Thank you. Thank you for the prayers, God. Lord, thank you for covering our children, God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we think we know it all until we hit a bump in the road or a wall that we never seen, but the older ones seen it. The older ones hit those things before the younger ones hit it, and we can explain to them, God. So I just thank you, Lord, that all of our hearts will be open to learn more of you, to learn more of your ways, Lord, because all that we know isn't all that there is to know about you. Your depth, your width, your breadth, and your height, God, is far surpassable, non-comparable. Every level there's another devil, but we go from glory to glory, higher heights and deeper depths in you, and we stand on your word. If we fall, we brush our knees off and get back up. The race isn't given to the swift or the strong, but those who endure us to the end, just like the turtle winning the race over that rabbit. I just be me and listen to God and obey his Holy Spirit. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you called us out of darkness into the marvelous light. Bless the military and armed forces, Lord. They need your help, God, that they can make sound judgment, God. Lord, it isn't just for killing, but it's for protecting, God. Lord, and we worship you. We ask you, Lord, to step in and you give the advice. You know how to do things. You know what to do, when to do it. God, we ask for your advice to be in charge, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless the essential workers, from the scientists to the volunteers, God. All kinds of things are happening, God, but your word is first. Your word is superior. Your word is another level in the supernatural realm, not a natural realm. So your word supersedes and bypasses by far everything in the natural. We thank you, Father God. You brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. You are the light. Hallelujah. And Father God, I just pray for the matriarchs and patriarchs, God, who paved the way for us, God. Hallelujah. Who was used by you, trailblazers, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God, that we can just hold on no matter what, God. And our older ones would say, are you holding on? Yes, Mom, I'm holding on. Okay, baby, hold on. And we thank you for them, God, because you've given them wisdom, godly wisdom, God. But if we hold on, help us on the way. And even now it's here. And, Lord, we lift them up, God. Kindle the fire in them, God. Speak to their hearts like never before, God. Surround them with your angels, God. No hurt, harm, or danger, God. Come even near their dwelling place. But they would only see and behold, Lord, the reward of the wicked, but they'll see and behold the beauty out of your law as well, that you keep a smile on their face. They're serving you. They depend on you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for our youth and our babies all over the face of the earth, Lord, ones that need help, the ones that are being abused, God. God, turn it around, God, for their good and your glory, God. You said it would be better that a person tie a millstone around their neck and be dropped into the bottom of the sea than hurt one of your little ones, God. That's what your word's saying. You're the avenger. We don't know how to, because our ways are evil, but God, your way is perfect. We speak your vengeance according to your word in the name of Jesus, God. And those needing jobs, God, the housing situations, even vehicles with the gas prices, toll booths, God, Lord, traveling long distances, God, work it out, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Do it for your glory. And let us know all the more that you are with us and not against us. And we know you're with us. You'll never leave us nor forsake us. God, we thank you for that, that your plan is coming to fruition. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Amen. Bless God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I just want to find out whether Prophet Bird had anything to say before we take any prayer requests. Okay, bless God.
Hallelujah. I just want to give God praise and having a praise report tonight, and just thanking God for watching over me and keeping me. I had a fall going on 2 weeks ago and just coming in my door, and I don't know whether my foot got caught in the stream door or whether I tripped, but anyway, I had a fall. And with these old bones, I want to tell you that God didn't allow me to have a broken bone or anything else. I did have got a concussion, a little bit of vertigo, and still got a little pain, but I want to thank God for keeping me and watching over me.
Amen.
You know, the Bible said that we are delivered by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. So sometimes we just got to testify of his goodness.
Yes.
And everything that he's doing for us and how he watched over us and how he protect us.
Yes.
And I want to thank God for my sister, Pastor BJ. I mean, she called, she prayed every day, and not only that, but she tried to make me go and see about myself, and I'm stubborn, I didn't do it, but she sent them little people at me, and I did get up and go, and I thank God, because I did have a concussion and dizziness and all of that. And went to the doctor today for a bone density test, and I got good hard bones.
Glory.
So we give God praise for who he is and all that he do. And God all the time got a backup. He got a backup, because sometimes we all stubborn and just think, you know, I can get up and go. But I just want to give praise for God tonight for watching over me and keeping me. And I do want to thank him for this woman being in my life. And she know I'm hard-headed, but I thank God so much for her for being there and praying for me. And she was that watchman on the wall whether I wanted one or not. So God bless you, keep you. And we just got to talk about how he keep and protect us and watch over us. I just love him. Praise God.
Praise you, Jesus. To God be the glory. And thank God for the testimony. Like you said, no broken bones. God is good. He's awesome. Bringing you through it. And God knows you got a great work to be done. So the enemy is a liar. Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Thank God for you, Pastor. We love you.
Thank God for you
being in all of our lives. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Praise God. Anyone else has a praise report? We are still going to pray for your family, but anyone else got a praise report or just a prayer for tonight? Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to go ahead and pray for Pastor. I checked all the lines are open, so nobody else said anything. We're going to go ahead and I'm going to double check again. Everybody's line is open. Yes. Praise God. Thank God again. Glory to God for
for the work that God blessed, even for the weekend, for the Sincere Women on the Move for Christ, 31 years, and thank God for Mother Alexander. Praise God for the whole time of those 31 years. And then Mother Willette, thank God for Evangelist Dickens and Elder Johnny Mason. They've been there for quite a few years in support of the service and workmen. And thank God for Pastor Bird, as we mentioned her name, but she over there was under the weather, so she wasn't able to attend. But she's been an important part in the ministry, too, even for vice president for a season, along with Sister Evangelist Jenkins there, too, as well, and even for support and prayers. So in the meantime, we thank God for all that was done for Apostle Burton and Pastor Betty with that word. And, man, Lord, bless and praise God. We do have a couple leader had a little bit of it on an email that we can get from her, anybody that desires to hear any of it. Just the word part. But we thank God again for Pastor Bird tonight. Bless God for the prophet. Thank God for that praise report. And we pray for her family, even in the transition of glory out. One of the loved ones going on to glory, her nephew's wife. God, for that family member, pray for the family, for him, and all those and friends and whoever knew them. Thank God that she was gone on in glory in the name of Jesus. Pastor said, not no more pain in the body of the things that she suffered, but glory to God for the life in Christ. God, we pray, God, you continue to strengthen and encourage them. Pray glory to God, you continue to touch her family, God, for her sister that went out to Arizona. That God, thank you for her healing and bringing her through, and thank you for the other sister that, glory to God, been her older sister, been challenging her body, that God, you continue to strengthen and heal in Jesus' name. Thank you for the family and all the loved ones there, and thank you for blessing Pastor Bird's body in the name of Jesus. That Bird will go the last little bit of it. Hallelujah, you got to go, and thank God, it's nothing like it used to be. More and more, God, proving itself and taking that thing away from us. God, we thank you, Lord God, for healing that concussion. We pray and thank you, Lord God, for touching Sister Noel's body right now, that's dealing with that sciatica that was bothering her, but encourage her heart to continue to stand. Thank you for her, even there for Sunday and also for the skit. Thank you, Lord God, for touching my, oh God, I got to give you glory. Well, even we saw that 8:30 then down that road, I didn't still get there until after 11 because the enemy kept bothering, glory to God, doing by urinary. Don't have no infections, but still yet just kept stopping. Never, ever had that happen before, but God had a blessing on the other end. We had to keep stopping on the road. Hallelujah. I went down there so many times, they never, out of the, even when it's 2 hours, they never had to even go to the bathroom sometimes. But God is a wonderful God. And even while I was there, hallelujah, through the service, I didn't have to get up until nearing the end. Lord knows that we're nothing but an attack. And coming all the way back, didn't have to go at all. God, you are awesome. The enemy meant it for evil, but God, you had a plan, and even for your protection down that road, and blessing common leader for driving up and back down, and then you have to drive. God, so we thank you for bringing us all home safely. Thank you for touching Zaire's body. We believe and glory to God for that is going to be totally delivered of it, even as a baby. It's not going to have to grow out of it. God, we just know you're working miracles. All these other marvelous things you've done. I pray and thank you, Lord God, for blessing, hallelujah, our elders, Mother Elise, Mother Alexander, Mother Alexander too as well, because she almost fit somewhere, almost getting around with those ones in the 90s, but we're talking about Mother McCormick. Lord bless Mother McCormick. Whatever that is, too, as well, they try to still yet agitate her, but it's not even going to bother her throat no more because she's totally healed. We thank you, Lord God, for Mother Elise, Mother Glover to God, Kadir's Mother Camp, Glover to God, and the other Mother Glover to God, Freeman, God, that you just bless and keep touching the women of God in the name of Jesus. And the eldest out of them, is, I think it's 97, that would be Mother Freeman. Glory to God. And I thank you, Lord God, for seeing my Mother Elise. Glory to God, my auntie, with that stroke, and see is doing prayers and whatever and going on with still yet. Her voice is getting even stronger, even though she can't walk yet, whatever, but she's moving and speaking and doing even better. So we are thanking you, Lord God, for blessing all them, even all our family members and loved ones. And God, we want to pray a special prayer for these people that get lonely during the holidays. The enemy coming up against their minds, and they get depressed and oppressed and Some of them get suicidal, and other ones, glory to God, the enemy just uses and find themselves in wrong places that they shouldn't be, or in somebody else's bed sometimes. And sometimes, other times, they put themselves in position and get all hurt and abused all over again for those that have that kind of loneliness. And other ones might be lonely, glory to God, because they're missing loved ones. Or whatever the situation is, you're the same God yesterday to evermore, and you said you came up to bind the broken heart and set the captive free. We're praying for others to be thinking of those that go through those times, put them on the heart. And even if we pray and we don't know them, God, we know prayer, glory to God, can open doors and turn some things around and open up a way for them to start reaching out or looking to you or turning to you and whatever, because sometimes it's in the body of Christ they go through those things too as well. Oh, God, so we're praying that they will let you be first, and the ones that don't know you in that way, God, I pray their hearts to be open, that somebody can speak to their hearts, not only about Jesus, but just to help them turn away from the depression and the oppression that come against them. And we bind up even the suicide demon and to plead the blood of Jesus for them to bring hurt and harm to somebody else because of how they're feeling. Oh, devil, you're a liar. Loose your hold off of their minds and off of their bodies in the name of Jesus. And even if they're feeling, glory to God, they have a need, glory to God, to appease that flesh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus, that they won't get caught up in situations and circumstances that bring on more heartache. Oh, God, even some of the believers, some people that we may know, even our own children or grandchildren or whatever, that spirit is roaming and trying to do the, glory to God, to entice them or go out and trip them up or to snare them or get them caught up in something they ought to not be. You know each one of us and what the situation is. And even sometimes if we have a moment, God help us to cast that care on that concern back to you, but help us to be aware to pray for others over there, not only for that situation, but whatever it may be. God, we are praying, help us to be alert, even while we're enjoying celebrating your birthday, celebrating you being in our lives, celebrating the life of Christ and even in others, and celebrating your word. Help us to remember, grow out, to continue to celebrate and keep our joy and peace, because those are weapons, but also be in, glory to God, with our antennas up to pray for those, glory to God, with other situations going on, as well as among ourselves, because you see all, you know all, but you reveal things through the Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Ah, God, we bless you. Pray for Prophet Bell, too, God, that you bless and guide him and help him to go right to hear your voice and walk and speak only as you lead him, in Jesus' name. God, we pray even more as he's talking, and Prophet been talking about it through his birth, about the prophets and the ones coming in place and in alignment and getting the body back in alignment even more. Even though we've been praying these things for the prayer of the body, but we are praying more and more as you letting us know that it's a time for alignment, time for alignment and time for awareness in the name of Jesus. God, so we bless you as you keep confirming your word. As we cast these cares and concerns, we pray for our brother Black too, Lord, this man of God that sticks glory to God faithfully on the line, glory to God, as well as these other prayer warriors, but even for him to be a male, glory to God. And that goes not separating, but sometimes, glory to God, we look at our churches. We see more of the women, glory to God, even though with God it's no male or female when it comes to ministry, but glory to God, just for knowing that just even our identity down here, how, glory to God, we need for prayer more for our men, more, glory to God, for them to stand up and be the leaders in the household of faith as well as in their homes and be mentors to their children. God, we are praying, God, that you continue to bless him, and even with the challenges come against him, keep him and cover him, that he continue to hold on to faith with, glory to God's word, as we pray all for all of us, one for another, in the name of Jesus, as women of God, that we will not get lax and relax and, glory to God, get become catty. We want to stay, glory to God, under that anointing and flow with these sweet spirits, glory to God, that these women, God, and the anointed, and being able to stand firm and have courageous courage, glory to God, to stand for truth and what's right, and glory to God, not to play with the devil, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you again, and thank you for this prophet, too, as well. We love you today. We appreciate it. We pray, glory to God, for I see the number on here for glory to God for Sister Rachel, and I pray her mom is doing well, too, that both of them, that you continue to strengthen and encourage them to continue to hold on to faith. We had the mindset. I know Mother McCormick said she might have made my touch base, but that was in my heart, even with prayer, but got busy and didn't call them this week. But we pray. The report is that they are doing fine in the name of Jesus. God, we just love you today as we continue to pray for all our families and loved ones and children and people that we don't know and children around the globe. oh, God, for a change of heart, a change of mind, salvation and deliverance. But I do worship God and thank God for the worship I hear for those young people that are praising God, that is glorifying him, that is speaking, that is the God, keep them, protect them, shield them from the world, from keeping them to try to take their music and their giftings and whatever to try to use it for the devil. The devil is a liar. All his cunning and craftiness are seducing spirits. We bind you up and cancel your assignment, even the manipulation, and even glory to God, that lustful desire for the do things contrary to what, glory to God, God is saying. We bind it up and loose the hand of the enemy from their minds in Jesus' name. And we pray for salvation and encouragement for those that don't know you in Jesus' name. But God, continue to bless them that is standing, that they will not lose sight on who their Redeemer is in Jesus' name. Now we bind you up, Satan, all you look forward, set up cat, plot, plan, and scheme, untimely death, sickness, disease, even that COVID, and even for Pastor Betty and bringing them off that ship, glory to God, safely back home, and all the church family there, and pray there will be no COVID, no other sickness or disease, or nothing else to attach them, or anything else to be spreaded from that, in the name of Jesus, even with Sister Cook and her husband coming off the ship, too, a week before, God, we thank you for all of them, and blessing them, God, and we glorify you even for this night. And for glory out all the chair, and for the ones that are going to speak on the second Sunday and the third Sunday. And thank God for Brother Black as the truth, and Sister Alicia, glory out prophetess, for the 17th, and we'll get everything set up to find out whether Sister Ely will be on that with them or on this second one. God, we pray for those in the name of Jesus, that you bless them and encourage them to be strengthened and encouraged to stand and continue to let God's will be done in them. And stir up a fire in them like never before to burn off whatever is that the enemy trying to distract us in any way, that they'll be fired up inside to say, God, thy will be done. And help us all, Lord, to hold on to the promise and let the fire of the Lord continue to bless us, to hold fast and to be on alert and to have the joy and the peace of excitement and anticipation to carry out God's word in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise Amen. The Lord, bless the Lord. So we know second Sunday we'll be having our speakers. And I thought, I don't have much. Only thing I can remember out of the word is joy. I can't remember what the theme for the whole month is, but I got it written down.
Know.
But I will call the ones that got to speak to. Somebody
Mark,
saying something?
You said, yes, you said arise, shine, give God the glory. I know that.
Yes, that's the main part of it, but joy and peace was that. Joy was in part of it, but that's the name of arise, shine, and give God the glory. That's the theme
okay.
for December. Praise God. Okay. Amen. And I will get back with you with the topic, you know, because, you know, I don't give out the topics and so forth. I just give out the theme. So when y'all get ready to speak, y'all give the topics. So I'll get back with you about the topic, though.
Okay.
All right, then. Praise God. Was Pastor about to say something? The prophet heard a voice.
Oh,
it was just agreement.
I just wanted to. I forgot to lift up Madonna Jackson's mother. She's 106 years old, and she's
wow.
in the hospital.
Wow!
All right.
Great.
And yeah, I saw they had her on a. Where she is on oxygen, so just keep her in prayer.
106. Praise God. 106. Brother Black, you want to take that one? That was beautiful.
Absolutely. Father God,
yeah.
we just lift up Sister Madonna right now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, 106 years old. What beauty, God, and what you have been stored in her, God. Her life
Hallelujah.
Is full, God.
Jesus.
Lord, she experienced your love, God. Lord, and she appreciates you and love you with her whole heart, God. Lord, we pray, Lord, in this season, whatever you have for her, God, do it mightily, God. Hallelujah.
Thank
we
you,
pray
Jesus.
For a supernatural miracle explosion, Lord, in her life, God. Lord, keep your angels at camp around about her. And we speak that oxygen come off of her, God. Lord, you know the day. You know the hour. You know the
Hallelujah.
Plan for her life. You know when you're coming back for her, God. But let it be just as pleasing and sweet as just if she was alive right here on earth, God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you have your way in Madonna's life and all the families. Comfort the family. Lord, let them know that
she's with God on earth and with in heaven. God, even to be absent from the body is to be present with you. But, Lord, let them understand it. And, Lord, if she wants to be here a little while longer, God, we know you have already granted it. And we
glory to God.
Because you're the lover of our soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Amen. That's a blessing. That was a blessed prayer.
Yeah, and that's Madonna's mother.
Her mother.
Yeah.
Okay.
Madonna's mother.
I can't remember.
Yeah. Amen. Her mother.
Praise God.
Amen. Her mother, not grandmother,
yes,
her mother. 160.
Her mother.
What a blessed Jesus.
Yes.
Glory
yes,
to God.
Man.
We celebrate life both ways. Whichever way God do it, still celebrate.
Amen.
That's 106. Oh, glory.
What?
You are awesome, Jesus.
Amen. You know
either way you do it, but we thank you. You can extend it
you
longer,
know.
But even just knowing she's been here that long, that's celebrating life. Woo.
Amen.
You know what I
yes.
I thought about the scriptures when they talk about the gray hair of an older person.
Yeah.
The gray hairy hair.
I remember that scripture. I don't know where it's at, but I remember that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that in the Bible.
Yeah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
He is awesome. We celebrate Jesus, period. Amen. He's wonderful.
Praise God.
I bless God for all the prayers. Y'all pray for me all the time and give God glory and testimony. I have too with this prayer that we've been praying for about this lymphedema that rose up this year on this really, because before it was just a little something, but nevertheless, this pump they were talking about that was supposed to help with it, it's a possibility insurance might pay for it and whatever. Now, he just did a measurement just last week and said it's supposed to be about probably 2 or 3 weeks before, because the lady already done called making an appointment to come and do a demo. It hasn't even hardly been a week yet. And so forth, and the thing hadn't gotten, it's supposed to be, just arrived today. She already called me Friday about an appointment for Monday before the thing even came. I say, wow, even the therapist was today was like, what? I'll say, God, you are something else. So we believe in that it's going to be, but when God bless, ahead, it was a possibility, not even knowing whether it was going to get done from what they were saying. But in the meantime, just know that they said 2 or 3 weeks before they can be able to get it all processed and say the insurance, and all of a sudden here it is less than a week. I say, now you are something else, but I'm still believing God for the miracle from it. I don't care what man say, well, you have to just live with it. No, I believe they go through the process that it needs to be done, and God bless, I'm still praying, and the prayers I've been praying for, it's going to get this stuff off of my legs in the name of Jesus. So I thank God again. We just say give thanks in all things and appreciate him. So that's what I want to do in the from the smallest to the biggest, give God his praise. So I thank
God
for that as well. And I bless the Lord. I'm not going to keep you all any longer, but I bless God for you. Looking forward to as God bless us to get together for the next round of who's speaking and believing God, greater works yet to still come. And I pray y'all have a blessed, and marvelous, and wonderful week as we continue to pray one for another. And thank you, Mother Alexander, and even the special gift, Mother, we'll let you something else. Thank God even for that, too, as well. Praise God for y'all, too, or something else. I love you, ladies. You be good. Be blessed, everybody, and hope y'all have a wonderful night, too, as well. And wonderful week.
Amen. God bless.
Amen. God
bless. All right. Shalom. Shalom.
Amen.
Shalom.
Love you.
Shalom. God bless everybody.
Love you.
Amen.
We love you.
Love you.
God bless. Love you.
Praise
the Lord, everybody. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.